Welcome back to episode 18. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Curtis.
And this is Partners in Crime. How's it feel to be back?
Back from where?
You weren't here last week.
Oh, yeah. Ashley decided to do the podcast without me.
I got a lot of feedback on it. They liked it.
I don't believe you.
I did. Darius said it was fine.
Darius did, but why were the views lower than all the other ones?
They were not actually lower. They were about the same.
We'll see how many people turn in this week thinking you did it solo.
They weren't views anyways, they were listens, because it's not a visual podcast.
Typical woman. Only person that thinks she can do it better solo.
Brunch. It's different.
On this episode, I die.
I'm
in danger.
I'm cranky because my equipment is not working tonight.
Ashley is cranky about literally everything and that has happened in her life.
The day has gone not well. It's been a rough day for me. I'm a little bit grumpy today.
Can't believe you're being this honest.
I'm actually always this honest. You just don't listen.
It's funny how when we started this, you were telling the truth, and now you just, they're coming off key like normal.
So am I a liar or am I a truther?
Oh, you're definitely a liar. No. If you want an honest answer, this is like the other day, since you have so many people that work with you and listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the other day when you called me and they were asking if you were like, what, an instigator? Is that what it was? What were they calling you?
I don't remember.
Yeah, and they ask if you go around like trying to start stuff.
Just with one person.
No, just one person at work. But once you leave work, it's more than that.
It's just you.
Again, why I won't be on the next podcast, because she offed me.
Anyways, do you have anything to add before we get into it today about your week, our last 2 weeks, considering you've been missing in action?
Actually, I got something really cool to tell you.
Who, me or them?
Well, I have something really cool to tell everybody. So, cool story. I can talk about it now. Ashley said I can, but this podcast is not allowed to be sponsored by Tactical Trash Out because I just moved locations. And I guess I'll have to come up with some cool slogan for that. But anyways, did you know that garbage trucks, like, do you know that people randomly sometimes will be sleeping in dumpsters and then they get compacted, like, in the compactor?
Yeah, I've seen, like, Criminal Minds before, but it's usually because they're, like, hiding from, like, the police or something.
Okay, which is a possibility. Like, homeless people sleep in them, too. But if they find a body in the garbage truck, did you know that they have to notify the police and then like a brigade of police have to follow you to a station and you have to dump out your entire load? That's what she said. And
I knew you were going to say that.
They have to go through the load to find the people. And then they have to like fingerprint them. And yeah, it's a whole thing.
So how do you know that? Did you take it in like garbage training?
There is no such thing as garbage training.
I refuse to believe that there's not a school for learning how to do that profession.
No, it's only for CDLs. The only time that you have like any sort of garbage training is if you're like with an ugly girl and you have to put a bag over her head, but that's about it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You can just edit that part out.
I'm not editing it again. I'm really too tired. Honestly, it's like 9 o'clock, but I'm ready to go to bed.
Oh, you're leaving that one in? Okay. Well, on that note, we're going to start.
Well, my husband, ladies and gentlemen.
She had a choice.
Oh, I clicked the wrong button for the sound effect. I meant to do applause. Okay. Anyways, I guess we'll just get right into the case. It's kind of a sad one. Today we are going to be talking about Areli Garcia. Okay, have you ever heard of her?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, she was born on June 22nd, 1997. She grew up in Salinas, California. I didn't even have to look up the pronunciation of that.
What if you said it wrong and you just said that? Like, what if it's really like Salinas?
You know what? At this point, I'm doing the best I can.
I feel like I came from like Selena. You know who Selena is?
I feel like it was probably a city before anybody in this country was born.
Maybe. I'm about to look this up in the background.
Okay. So anyway, she was born in Salinas, California, with her six, and she lived with six siblings. She was the baby of the family. Ari was her nickname, and she was very close to her older sisters. In September 2022, Ari was living with her mother in a two-bedroom apartment in Salinas, California. She worked at a car dealership called My Chevrolet. And on September 22nd, 2022, around 6:30 a.m., Ari was seen on surveillance footage leaving her apartment to head into work. And she was supposed to be to work by 7 a.m.
Let me just give you the facts real quick. It's Salinas.
No, it's
I'm
not.
just kidding. Anyways, so it's actually named by a nearby salt marsh in California, which is actually like reminded of these mountains. They're borders in Spain, but they're the Salinas Mountains.
In California?
No, they're in Spain.
Okay, well, this is California.
Right, but the salt marsh reminded them of the mountains, and that's where they got
Oh,
the name from.
okay. So, anyway, she was supposed to be to work by 7 a.m. And so, in the surveillance footage, she comes down the stairs of her apartment and she gets in her bright red wrapped Honda Accord and she texts her sister that she loved her and missed her and was going to work. And her family was contacted later that day by her employer around 11:30 a.m. when Ari never showed up to work.
Seems really strange. I'm just gonna throw this out there from listening to all these. I mean, I don't know about you. I know some people are really close with their siblings, but it seems weird that she would go out of her way to say that she loves her and misses her sister.
That wasn't out of the normal for her, though.
Okay, so that's
That's
what I was
something she did all
wondering.
the time. Like I just said, she was very close with her siblings, like their older sisters specifically. So they immediately file a missing persons report because that's obviously like she was supposed to be to work. She texted her sister and said she was going to work.
Okay.
Okay. And she leaves at 6:30 in the morning. She works in Salinas. Like she lives in Salinas. She should not have gone anywhere else but to work.
Okay.
Okay. So they file a missing persons report when the manager called them to say that she never showed up for work. And after she would re was reported missing, two of her sisters tried using the Find My iPhone app to try and locate their sister, and it last pinged in Big Sur, California, which was about an hour away from Salinas.
Wow.
So if she left at 6:30, was supposed to be to work in 30 minutes. It wouldn't make sense for her to drive an hour away.
I mean, maybe. Depends. Yeah, sure.
Okay. So basically, yeah, it just wouldn't make sense. So they go and they go to the area wherever her phone pinged at because they were on like Find My iPhone. And so they get there, they find her red Honda Accord. It's parked on the side of the road along Highway 1. And this is the part where it gets like really weird. Her phone and her wallet were inside the locked car with the keys still in the ignition.
Wow.
So she's gone. There's no signs of a struggle. The whole thing sounds mysterious and doesn't make any sense. She left the house in a black hoodie and leggings, which I'm not sure if that's what she would wear to work anyways. Or if that was just like she had like a shirt on underneath her hoodie or what. But that's what she left the house in. Police search the area, but they find nothing. And over a year now, because it's been since September of last year, they've done 62 different interviews and they still have no new leads.
Wow.
Ari is one of 14,328 open missing persons cases in the United States. But Ari's family chooses not to give up hope that their daughter will one day come home. Police search crews were brought in, dogs.
Can I interrupt?
What?
What year was this that she went missing?
Last year.
Oh, wow.
So they brought in dogs, they brought in drones, helicopters, they searched by foot, they've come up with nothing. Her bank accounts show no sign of any activity, and by all accounts, she wasn't in any distress and there are no signs of foul play nor any indication of a voluntary disappearance. She just vanished. Like, she just literally vanished.
This is really reminding me of something, and it just, like, makes me really sad.
What?
I obviously don't know the context of any of these cases, so I'm just going to throw this out there, but Sound of Freedom was a very powerful movie. And all I can imagine is that, like, if somebody goes missing and they can't find a body after a year and they can't find any information of where they've been, it makes you totally think that they've gone into, like, sex trafficking.
Well, there was actually a report of a man that had been arrested in that area for sex trafficking.
No way.
Like, just recently, around the same time. But listen, this it gets weirder.
Okay.
So Ari's disappearance happened only 1 month after another young woman from Salinas went missing, 20-year-old Kaylee Gamil. I might have said that wrong. She went missing in mid-August of 22, and her remains were found in Big Sur along with her car. Same place where they found Ari's car. So there's nothing connecting the two cases at this time. However, their abduction and endpoint are very similar. Except for nothing's been found of Ari at all. Nothing. Her belongings were all in her car locked. So even if she had found somebody or was meeting with somebody, she would have taken at least her phone with her. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's weird. That doesn't make sense. So in September of this year, a candlelight vigil was held in honor of the now 26-year-old still missing Ari. And they still have no answers or ideas of what could have happened to this young woman who was so full of life. It's truly a tragedy. Her sister, Andrea Rodriguez, says this, quote, "While it's been very difficult, the truth is we are waiting for her every day. Every day we are waiting for her to return, asking God that wherever she may be, she is well and returns home safely," end quote. The case is ongoing and still being investigated, and the family is still with hope that they will see her again, hopefully alive. Anyone with any information or tips, they are still investigating it. So if anybody knows anything, they should contact the Salinas Police Department. So this has been like a year-long thing. And like, I first heard about this case on Reddit because there's a lot of like theories out there of what happened to her. Which I'm not going to get into all of the theories on it. Honestly, it'd probably be interesting if we went into the other case that is potentially connected with this one, the 20-year-old. But I'm not going to do that today. According to some Reddit web sleuths that have been following the case, the fact that they found her car in Big Sur is suspicious. Just due to the seclusion in that area, there's no cell phone service. The highway where her car is found has several steep cliffs and banks.
Did they find her car, though?
Yeah, they found her car with the keys in the ignition.
Yeah, that's weird.
Locked. Her purse and her phone were in the car. And there was no signs of a struggle. No signs that she got out of the car. Nothing.
It's weird.
It's really weird. So even if she had gotten out and fallen, they would have found her by now.
Right, because they searched all throughout. There were like drones.
With dogs and drones and helicopters, yeah. And by foot. If she was going to, I don't know, I don't feel like if she was taken, they wouldn't have left the car in such perfect condition. I don't know, right. Maybe they would have, I don't know. But again, that homicide from the 20-year-old woman that went missing from the same spot, that's still an unsolved case, too. So, I mean, there very well could be a connection between the two. They went missing from the same place and they were found, or their, you know, stuff was found in the same place after they went missing. But I mean, they haven't found Arlie's stuff yet at this point, so I don't know. I don't know. They don't think it was suicide though either, because she wasn't.
Well, no, they haven't found her, so.
No, but she wasn't suicidal, so she had no. I mean, she was an adult. Like, if she wanted to just leave and not come back, she very well could have. But they basically said, like, they don't think that's what happened.
Well, the likelihood of that being a thing is seems unlikely in my mind, because if her bank accounts haven't been touched.
That's why they don't think it was a voluntary leave, because her bank accounts haven't. Where's she going to go with no phone, no car, and no money?
Who knows?
So that's weird. People don't just vanish into thin air.
Right.
That says foul, like, that automatically to me is foul play. Like, somebody took her.
That's interesting that there was no signs of a struggle, though, either.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
That part to me seems really weird, that all of her stuff was in the car and the doors were locked with the keys in the ignition.
Yeah, because you can't lock your car. Like, if you're, so at least, like, for my car, if my car is running, like, keys in the ignition, I cannot lock my car with the door open. I can lock it if I'm sitting in it with the keys in it. But if I'm holding the door open, my car will not lock, so I can't lock myself out of it.
I wonder if, like, her purse and everything was in there.
Yeah, too. Her wallet, her phone.
Oh, her wallet was in there, too.
Yeah, her wallet and her phone were locked in the car. If that's how they.
Is listening to this, I'm praying for you, because that's really sad.
Yeah, no, it's really sad. But the keys were in the ignition. There's no sign of a struggle, no sign of foul play, no sign of a voluntary disappearance. She's just gone. It's been a year. Nothing. Wow. They've heard nothing. There's no leads, no suspects, nothing.
Can't even imagine.
So I don't know. I really don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. There's a lot of, like, I think, I don't know. It sounds to me like the family was kind of, like, getting disappointed with the police investigation. So it could be maybe, like, poor police work. I'm not really sure. But this happened about a year after the Gabby Petito case. And her, she was found so fast. Cause there
Gabby
was...
Petito, that one that was, like, in the van with, like, her boyfriend.
Yeah, like, and then they ended the like they ended up finding her, and then he ended up, like, committing suicide, I believe.
Wasn't he the one that, like, I feel like I briefly remember this, like, she died and then he just, like, ran off into the woods.
Yeah, for, like, yep. 4 days. Yep, he ran away when they found after they found her.
That dude was a weirdo.
But, like, there was so much national attention on her case, they found her so fast.
Yeah, I wish all these cases like this had national attention.
I know. Well, that's why I wanted to highlight this case, because it hadn't gotten a ton of national attention. Like, I found it on Reddit, but there's 14,000 missing persons cases right now. Like, they're probably getting local attention. And then you have to consider, too, that some of them aren't even missing persons. They just are people that don't want to be found. They just wanted to go.
I guarantee you, like, I don't know the exact numbers, but statistically, I would say that these cases don't get as much attention locally, even as you think, because the hype is big for, like, the first 3 days. And then after the first 3 days, it kind of, like, falters off.
That's because, statistically speaking, if somebody is abducted, they're usually...
That's what I mean. So it's good when you're, like, doing stuff like this, yeah. Like, bringing it to light, because
it's been a year. The family's still holding out hope.
Like, we're literally in Michigan. This is in California.
Yeah.
So hopefully this, like, brings something up that could give some kind of clue or evidence.
And we have listeners all over the place. So if anybody knows anything.
Oh, you know what you should do?
What?
You used to, like, a year ago when we had this podcast, you used to, like, update pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, I was going to put her picture on the Instagram. There. Yeah. That's her family has a GoFundMe account, too.
Well, you should put a link for that in there.
Yeah, I'll put the link in the show notes, and I'll put it photos on the Instagram. And we definitely just wanted to shed some light on a missing persons case because these are kind of slept on, unfortunately. What are you looking at me?
I'm just waiting to start the conspiracy corner.
Well, I thought that this was going to be a little bit longer on my part. So this is actually a short one this week just because unfortunately she hasn't been found and there's no suspects or leads. So this was more or less just to shed some light on her being missing for over a year and her family still waiting for her to be found. So I guess that's it for me, and we can, I guess, everybody have a good rest of your night. And I'm
Wow.
kidding. All
Everybody
right.
fast forward to this point. How far are we
Okay.
in?
15 minutes and 46 seconds.
Okay, so you're saying that I can just ramble on for the next 45 minutes or so?
No.
I'm just kidding.
All right, I
Okay.
guess we're going over to Curtis's conspiracy corner.
Okay, so I just need to have your word on this.
Okay.
I was told in the last episode that I was in before your lame Simpsons episode that my conspiracy theory wasn't very good. So I just need your word that you're not going to cut this out.
No.
I really want your word.
Who, what is it about?
It's only 15 minutes in. Ashley's been bugging me before we even started. What's it on? What's it on? And I just said, don't worry about it. It's on false flags. So I just want to make sure that you're not going to go through and edit this.
We'll see.
Okay. Everybody, welcome to the conspiracy corner. So today we're going to be talking about false flags. False flags are operations that are covert operations designed to appear as if they are carried out by other entities.
Oh, like Project Bluebeam.
No, not at all. See, the reason that I wanted to talk about this, and I feel like this is really important today, is October 12th, 2023. So if you're listening to this in the future, hello from the past. Anyways,
Anyways.
there's been a lot going on in the news right now with Israel, and it's kind of a big deal. And so, weeks ago, there was an attack done, and Ukraine said that Palestine was sending bombs, and only to find out that it was Ukraine. So, who knows what's actually happening right now in Israel, because we just left all those weapons in Afghanistan behind, and now all of a sudden, there's a terrorist group that is doing the most awful, unimaginable things in Israel. So, false flags are the covert operations that could be by like governments or anything like that to make it seem like they didn't do it, that another country did it. Some perfect examples of these that many of you are familiar with are 9/11. Everybody knows the 9/11 conspiracy and how Al-Qaeda bombed the World Trade Center, but for some reason nobody can figure out how to melt a steel beam at.
Yeah, I've heard that one
Okay,
before.
which is a big one. Here's another really good one that a lot of people I'm sure will remember. Sandy Hook. You remember Sandy Hook?
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't have this in here, but I'm also going to throw in the Boston bombing. You remember that? The Boston Marathon where the person blew up the bomb?
There was multiple people, but yeah, they found him in a boat.
And you know, the interesting thing that they found in that is that you've heard of crisis actors, right? So there's actors that are like, if you're not aware of this, there's actors that are paid for by the government that show up in these situations, and they're the ones that get like the news, they get on the news, the media, whatever, and they're the ones talking.
Yeah, but people
So,
actually have like lost their lives in these shootings and bombings
yes,
and
the
stuff.
events actually happen, but they're crisis actors
So what you're
planted.
saying is they're orchestrated events.
Correct.
And
But
so
they really
people are
did
losing their
happen.
life for no reason.
Correct. Because it's like a smoke and mirrors event. Sandy
That's
Hook,
beyond
the Boston
frustrating.
bombing, the Las Vegas shootout that happened a few
I
years
remember
ago.
that. And
Yep.
they were in that building and
Isn't it crazy how the same actors were on talking for each event in different parts of the United States?
I did not know that that happened.
Another big part of the smoke and mirrors
How does
is,
one become a crisis actor?
oh, I'm sure they get paid good money. They have to. It is definitely like infiltrated by the government. You've got the Clintons, Can't forget the Clintons. I'll probably end up dead after this one. It talks about their body count conspiracy because, you know, every time somebody accuses the Clintons of something, they just magically fall down a set of steps or get stabbed in the back or hang themselves in prison, which is the next one, which is the Jeffrey Epstein conspiracy death, which I don't know. Did you ever follow like what happened with Jeffrey Epstein? Like, do you know why that like him dying was such a big deal?
No.
So Jeffrey Epstein was in like a top security like prison cell.
Mm-hmm.
They had cameras on him 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And magically when Jeffrey Epstein died, there was like 15 minutes, I believe it was, where the camera shut off. The guards went on break. There was nobody watching him. And then he magically just hung himself inside this prison cell, but nobody knows how it happened. I think there was more to it. I feel like he was handcuffed too, but like the mortician ruled out that it was not a suicide.
So then how can they rule it as a suicide if like the autopsy said not a suicide? What'd they rule it as?
I can't remember. We'd have to look this up. I don't know. That's really interesting to ask.
I mean, I don't know anything
about it. I feel like it was ruled as a homicide because people were mad.
I don't know anything about any of that other than like the memes that I've seen on Facebook about it, which whatever. But by like all accounts, Jeffrey Epstein wasn't like a good person or anything. Like,
so funny. Sometimes conspiracy theories like intertwine with each other, you know, so I'm just rambling on over here about false flags. I went a little bit too far down the page, so I apologize. We're just gonna go over those conspiracies later on. This one actually talks about the false flags, which the Boston bombing was in there, the bombing of Pearl Harbor, which that's interesting because we were talking about the bombing of Pearl Harbor tonight, which that in itself would be messed up. If we bombed ourselves and said it was the Japanese and then dropped an atomic bomb on them twice.
So, yeah, I mean, but I feel like there was a lot more, like, why would they have done, like, so what, I don't know a lot about history, but what prompted them to bomb Pearl Harbor?
So, there, it's so much, like, there's way too much to go on the podcast, we can talk about it after, but there's a lot to go on with, like, what was going on in Germany. And what was happening here in the United States?
Was that like when the Holocaust was going on?
Camps? Yeah, because we had Japanese imprisoned as well.
Because we didn't know if they were friend or foe.
Basically, there was just a lot that happened, and then it brought in like all the kamikazes. Like,
so
it is way too much to talk about on this. That was like a huge chunk of history that you can't just like sum up more than that.
But okay, so. I guess my question is, what about like that that government test we had last week?
Yeah,
so, I thought you were going to talk about something maybe like that.
So that's something like too, actually which interesting. Is something that like we're going to be going on to later on.
Are we?
I mean, we can just add it into this if you want and talk about it a little bit.
So, but did you have your phone on for the test? Because if you didn't know, it came at 2:18.
And it
did not come
at
2:20, which is a government function. I'm sorry, but all iPhones are set for the same time. So
I will say, interestingly enough, at the time of this event, I had an Android, Ashley had an iPhone, and we both shut off our notifications so that they couldn't be heard, and we heard them anyways.
For the national, but it said it would go through. But I got them on my watch, my iPad, and my cell phone.
Yeah.
And then everybody's cell phone around me at work.
Well, yeah, it
plus
went off everywhere. It went on
one
TVs,
of the bosses like, was on, this... like, a telecom meeting, so I heard all of their phones go off, and I'm just like, so if this is the conspiracy of that frequency, then I'm probably about to get sick. And I've had, like...
We'll save that for, like, a week or two when we see if everybody gets sick or not.
I mean, I've heard, like...
I'd feel really bad if we went
what's
over the...
What's the virus that they said it was going to be released in that frequency? I can't remember what it was. I want to say it was, like, the... I don't know why I want to call it like a humantivirus, but I don't think it was that. It was something like, basically like it was kind of like Ebola, but it wasn't Ebola. It hurt, like him. I don't know. I don't remember what it was called.
I don't know. I think back a lot to like, you
know. Doesn't sound pleasant though.
When the continent of Africa basically declared bankruptcy, and then like Bill Gates and his buddies like, went and bailed the whole continent out. And it just seems like they've been test subjects for like so many illnesses that have happened in Africa, and we just blame it on like their poor health and living conditions.
Although, like,
They were completely fine for
living
hundreds of
that
years
way is
before that.
probably like better for them. I seen this thing on Facebook today, just like on it was on Alex's page, and it was like the oatmeal, and like our
Oh, I
oatmeal's got
saw
like
that.
tons of additives, and the other one didn't. And the guy was like, "Well, that's because it's not the same product." I'm like, "That's because we don't sell that product." And he's like, "Yes, we do." And I was like, "No, we literally don't. If you buy it, it has to be imported from a different country because there's no additives in it." And he said, "Well, this is what you get if you just used to, but you get what you pay for if you want to buy cheap." I said, "So we have to bankrupt ourselves to eat without making ourselves sick." And he said, "No, that's not what I said." And I said, "Okay, well, you just said that if you go the cheap way, an affordable route, you're going to be eating bad stuff for you." So I was like, "It, they don't even sell it in the United States. Why? Because there's no additives in it. It's not, there's nothing in there that's good for you."
Yeah, real cool fun fact for you, for everybody that's our listeners. I'm hypoglycemic, which is like basically in short term, like the opposite of diabetic. So I have to eat a lot of sugar. A study just came out and it was going on about how like cancer thrives on sugar.
It does. That's
And
true.
not only that, but sugar is the leading cause in Alzheimer's.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, and I swear
Sugar
this week's been
feeds.
so bad, I've been catching myself like
Sugar feeds a lot
forgetting
of
so
bad
much.
things.
Yeah.
Like, sugar feeds your inflammation in your muscles. Sugar feeds, like, I don't know, like, just bad, like, all the, like, the bad things in your body, sugar feeds it, like, cancer, inflammation. Whatever. Sugar's bad for you, like especially like just the processed sugar because they bleach it and all that other stuff because regular sugar doesn't come out like white like that. It's like a brown, like it's not white. Just like flour is not white either, but they bleach it, so
How far are we into this?
like 30 minutes.
Oh, so you're saying that this lasted even longer? You know what? I'll just give everybody a really good conspiracy theory at the end just to make y'all think, maybe for next week. But real funny, because of the whole false flags going on there, 9/11's like the biggest conspiracy theory of it, right?
Nine, so 9/11 confuses me about it being a conspiracy theory because I watched the planes go into the tower.
That's the false flag. These things actually happen, and there's crisis actors. The thing that should be
Who
confusing to
was the
everybody.
crisis actor? The airplane?
Oh my
I
gosh,
don't
everybody that was
understand.
around talking, people that go on, Ashley, people that are literally on the news, the ones that are talking there saying that they saw everything. So let me finish, because nobody wants to sit here and listen to you ramble on about how you don't understand.
I don't.
I know, but you know what the craziest part about 9/11 was?
What?
Not only did we become a stronger country the next day, but then all of a sudden, we went to war with Iraq, right? Why did we go to war with Iraq?
I really have no idea because I
Because
didn't think
Saddam
that they were
Hussein?
from Iraq, were they?
No, they weren't. The Al-Qaeda were not from Iraq. They killed bin Laden in, what was it, Pakistan.
Well,
We went after.
the Navy SEALs did that.
Yes, let me finish talking, please. Thank you. We literally went to Iraq after Saddam Hussein, because at the same exact time as all of this, he supposedly had weapons of mass destruction that could kill everybody, and we ended up hanging him.
Who's Saddam Hussein?
He was the president of Iraq.
We hung him?
Yes, I literally saw the video of him being hung. I watched his neck get snapped, everything. It literally,
Ew.
there was a live stream of it. Somebody
Ew.
got in trouble for the live stream, yeah. But we went in there for the weapons of mass destruction, never found them. There was no proof of them whatsoever. There was nothing going on with Al-Qaeda. But we went after this whole country.
Are other
And the
countries not
entire
allowed to
reason
have
why we've
that?
gone after this, in every war that we've been in the last 100 years, every single country that we've been to war with did not have a centralized bank. Every country that we have gone to war with after has had a centralized bank. Iraq now has a centralized bank
I don't know
where
what that
all their
means.
currencies go through. All the money is regulated. Everything's regulated.
So we have a centralized bank.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
We've had a centralized bank for a long time. No, the other countries don't. And they want everybody on a centralized. And the last that I had seen, there was only like 3 countries left that didn't.
So I guess I don't understand what the big deal about having a centralized bank would be. Is that not a good thing? Sounds like a good thing to me.
Yeah, it sounds like a good thing to you. It doesn't sound like a good thing to the government. Just why everybody's concerned about us going to a crypto system right
now. I've heard of that.
The reason why is because the government can track every dime that you make and every dime that you spend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose behind that is now they can tax you. So instead of you getting like a person that mows your lawn and he does it for like, say, $40. I know it's way more expensive than that now. But he does it for $40 and you paid him in cash.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't pay him in cash anymore. You want to have a garage sale? You can't. Because everything, we'd be a completely cashless society. But there's a few. The biggest one, and the country that I always worry about the most going to war with, Iran. They are a decentralized country.
Oof.
Yeah, but on that note, I'll get off because we're just rambling. So, we hope you all enjoyed the 17 conspiracy theories that we just went over. We'll go over an even better one next week.
I don't really care for the conspiracy part of this because it just gives me anxiety.
Yeah, but that's why everybody likes it.
Because they like being stressed out?
No, because they like hearing about conspiracy theories.
I'd much rather listen to true crime than conspiracy theories.
Well, that's not why people are on this podcast.
I mean, it's debatable.
I don't think so.
They'd have to listen to the whole podcast to listen to this
I've been
part.
Told that people just fast forward.
I have not. Who told you that?
Multiple people.
Who are they?
Don't worry about it. It's a conspiracy
theory. I just want to hear the names.
Con, Spear, and Ussy.
Ussy.
Okay. Because you're a hussy.
That's disrespectful. All right. Well, I guess follow us on Instagram at Partners in Crime, the podcast. Send us an email at...
I'm going to just say some words for Ashley real quick and she can finish because I feel bad that I don't remember her name. But we're going to have the picture up of her.
Oh, yeah,
and the
Ari.
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Of Ari.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Follow us on Instagram. We already talked about putting those on there.
I know, but so they can see it. I'm just reiterating it.
Also, you can send us an email at partnersincrimethepodcast@gmail.com. And you can send us in your story, send us in your conspiracy theory that you want us to cover, or case you want us to cover, or personal experience you want us to read out loud on the podcast. We've gotten a few pretty good ones so far. So keep sending those in so we can make an accumulative episode of those. Wait until we get a few more before we do a full episode on them. You have anything else to add?
Yeah, if anybody could also send in like any positive vibes for my wife so she stops being grumpy tonight, that'd be great.
Not a really good chance of that happening. I need to go to bed.
Yeah, she really does. She's kind of like that old lady that needs to go in the senior home.
Like, so some people get like hangry. I get like angry when I'm tired, so it's like sleepy.
It's really weird. She gets a sleepy and it lasts about 16 hours a day.
That's true. I'm a tired person all the time.
You wake up tired, you're angry throughout the day, and then you go to bed angry, and you just wake up angry. It's like a cycle.
Some might call it a cycle. I don't know. I'm just tired.
Some might call it a cycle. Some might call it a psycho. 50-50. And on that night, everybody... I'm peacing out. Have a great night.
All right. See you later. Goodbye.